Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we have who we have here. We are all working on ways to get better. I do know there was times in Colorado that were very taxing. This staff here in particular, it's a great opportunity for us to get better, provide some support. Everybody's doing what they can, and we're going to continue to do what we can. We're going to fight through it.
Clint Hurdle on his young rotation in terms of age and experience, the youngest in the National League. They don't really have a starting pitcher that you trust every fifth day. Jameson Taillon, 18 starts, only 8 of them have been quality starts. Joe Musgrove has the best ERA, 3.77, but don't really count on him for length. He's not a guy, even though he was traded for Gerrit Cole, that you expect to be the leader in your rotation. And guys who were supposed to be good depth starters, middle of the rotation guys like Trevor Williams and Nova haven't performed well. Williams, an ERA over 5 since May 1st, and Nova has just been so-so, which might even be putting it politely, this year. Ray Sierra just come under fire. Neil Huntington has come under fire. Huntington telling The Athletic, quote, "Ray continues to be a really, really good major league pitching coach. My job is to give him better pitchers, and I've not done my job well enough." So there's Huntington.
Well, I mean, I think that's,
pointing at
that's
himself.
Very true. And I mean, this, it seems to be the week for Huntington to do that. Didn't he take blame on Sunday for the team's current woeful state?
But then he goes on to say this, which I think is actually a shot at his, indirectly at his bosses. He says, "The types of pitchers, Burnett, Liriano, Volquez, instead of being $4 to $5 million risks, they're now $10 to $15 million risks. That's where, if we're not able to play in those areas anymore, because the risk is above our threshold, where is the next step where we can find an inefficiency in the market?" He's saying that the reclamation projects are too expensive now.
Everybody's too expensive now. You see what some of these guys are getting.
Well, what happened to financial flexibility?
Still have it, I guess.
They're paying Nova more than they're paying Nova close to $10 million a year. They're paying Josh Harrison over $10 million a year. So some guys can make that kind of money. I mean, if you can't even afford the reclamation projects, what's the point?
Well, I think that's why a lot of people feel like they feel. What is the point?
I mean, that is a take your ball and go home moment when the GM says, "We can't even sign the pitchers that other teams have given up on because they're too expensive for us now." So when he says that, how is this his fault? I mean,
He, as you pointed out, he has spent some money, but he's also made some mistakes by spending it. I mean,
he picked Nova. Maybe that. I mean, that was a mistake.
I didn't like that when it happened.
The reason why you didn't like it,
he was what he was in the American League with the Yankees.
See, I thought your logic at the time was, isn't it scary that nobody else wanted to pay this guy?
That was a big part of it too.
Pirates pitching is bad. Who do you blame for it? Is it time we start blaming Ray Searidge? Is it Neil Huntington's fault? Is it the pitcher's fault? Guys like Taillon and Glasnow, who we expected more out of. Taillon is just a league average starter, and Glasnow is a complete bust based on our expectations and what we thought he would be. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Get your thoughts on that and more next. It's Cook and Pony.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.